right, guys. Thanks for listening in tonight. If you were, I'd actually, let's have a final check on how many people were listening tonight.
Still two. Let's see. Yeah. We had some good tunes tonight.
We did have some good tunes.
We're at one.
Some classic times.
Awesome. We're at one listener.
One listener. Shout out to that one listener.
Yeah, shout out to you.
You're the best.
Whoever you might be.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Let's do a little whip. Just reintroduce yourselves.
Word. All right, I'm Stephen Honig. I'm a young freshman from Forest Hills, New York City.
Look out for him.
Look out for me.
Dylan Savory from New Jersey, also a freshman. Watch out for my show.
Heck yeah. And as always, I've been DJ Slenny on the main mic. Hey guys, this is kind of like a ritual that Trevor and I sometimes do, but I'm just going to bring you guys into this too. Just goes like this. Why is this not working? Come on. Please work.
Anybody except for the radio?
I would love you to bring.
Every time I get this feeling, I'm so close. I look around me and I know that I'm so close. I can't deny that I'm a mess, but I'm so close to feeling alright. Chains are breaking and my freedom is so close. It's coming soon because the light, it is so close. I know in my heart that I'm right and I'm so close. So let's party tonight. Desire and I'm clinging to my dreams like a vice. You've had your way with me for 36 years now. Shed a lifetime's worth of tears now. But I'm over it, I'm losing my fears now. So let's party tonight.
On the mouth.
looking so long for the words to be true, but always just breaking apart my pictures of you.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Down the- protection from street toughs who clip the locks and rip the doors off rough like cowards. And all this life of glorified robbing from the blind is not easy, you see. Don't think I don't know sympathy. My victims in my shadow staring back at me. Not me, I'm knocking. Tiptoe outside a stranger's door casually. Let myself in. Fill pockets with trinkets, purses, china, antique on wall. This life of glorified robbing from the blind is not easy, you see. Don't think I don't know sympathy. My victims in my shadow staring back at me. As robbers in my thoughts, they tell me what to think. They're hiding in my clothes, crawling in the kitchen.
Did to me. It's a true story. Those are usually the best kind. It all started in the winter of 74. Things were kind of shitty around Detroit. I mean, gigs were far and few between. And well, you know, a young man turns to alternative ways of generating income. And a guy called me up one day, a guy that I knew kind of well. We call him Low Riders, but we won't get into that. He said, Wayne, do you know where we can get some coke? And I said, is it about Cash Money? He said, yeah. I said, did you see the money? He said, yeah, the motherfucker's got $100 bills, a big wad like that of them. I said, well, if it's about Cash Money, I'll make some phone calls. See, when you play in bands, you just happen to run into dope people. It's just kind of a fringe benefit. Well, I did this deal. It was real easy. We went out to this bar and met these gorillas. They were introduced to me as New York Mob. And they looked like mobsters, acted like mobsters. They all kind of talk like this, you know. Say, Wayne, can we get some coke? I said, well, yeah. We hooked it up, sold them an ounce. It's real easy. It's like that. Made $250 in about 15 minutes. I said, shit, this ain't bad. So time goes on, the winter goes on, and these people come back into town and they want to cop some more. So my man gets in touch with me and I hook it up. We sell them 2 ounces. Then they come back again and I sell them 4 ounces, and then back again and I sell them 6 ounces. It's starting to get good to me, I gotta admit. I'm thinking, shit, I can record the band, get some new clothes, pictures taken. This is all right. Well, this brings us in the chronology of events up to June of 75. And we're going to do this good enough, sure enough, big time deal. See, I'm going to sell them 11 ounces of raw coke for 18 thou. It's going to be a good score. So I'll set the scene. Here we are in my apartment. We got all the dope here, you know. These gorillas are here, you know. Everything's kind of tense. Everybody's strapped, you know. Shit could get flaky, you know. Can't never tell. So this one motherfucker goes out. He says, I'm going to go in the car to get the money, see. I'm starting to get nervous now, you know. He ain't got the money. Well, goes downstairs, comes back up, looks in there. He's got $20,000 and $100 bills. I'm trying to look over at the money, you know. I figure as soon as I see the money, I know it'll be cool. I'm looking. I just happened to glance down the stairwell, and the dude left the door open down there. And I'm thinking, holy shit, this ain't right. Something smells funny. I look back to look at the money. I look back down, and there's about 15 motherfuckers coming up the stairs with big old magnums and 357s and 45s yelling police. And I turn around and here's this dude that I've been selling to, and he's got this big 45 and it's pointed right at my stomach, and I say, don't shoot. See, them 45s leave great big holes when they go out, you know. And I thought, oh shit, I got a career to worry about. Well, these mobsters, and they are mobsters, but unfortunately they work for the United States government, and they're called the DEA. Okay, all right, now this is bringing us on up in our story to April 26th of 1976, and it's my day in court, and I'm standing in federal court, the Honorable Robert J. DiMaggio presiding. And he looks down at me and he says, Wayne, boy, boy, boy. Boy, what am I gonna do with you? He says, what are you gonna be doing for the next few months, Mr. Kramer? And I walk up big and tough and I say, playing for crippled children or anything to help humanity? He said, that ain't good enough, buddy. I'm giving you 4 years. Take it down the line. So they sent me out to this prison they call Milan, and then they shipped me out to another one they call the Federal Correctional Institution in Lexington, Kentucky. And I stayed down there for much too long, hanging out with all sorts of head choppers and father rapers. Just a regular bunch of guys, you know. And I did my bit, you know, went on, learned how to get con-wise and make it past the administration, all that. And then the day came where I met the parole board, and they said, well, Kramer, we don't think you're that bad of a guy, so we're going to give you another chance. So then, on January 19th, 1978, they let me go. So now all you dudes and women that think you're a little bit slick, you know, you think you know how to get over and you think you're a hustler or something. I mean, you do what you want to, but for me, I have to break it down into a song. And if I would pass on any advice, it would go like this. Here's the thing about it. Here's the point. The cocaine habit cost me 21 months in the joint, so now I don't get too high on that bad cocaine. I still play my guitar though.
Is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wait for now. Ooh. trust everything if you have to, but trust the hours. How have they carried you everywhere to now?
there. I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM. WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I am B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM. WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Unfold. Congratulations on buying the executive version of this record. You have chosen wisely, and we value your discerning taste in deciding to pay the few extra pence for a product of real quality. Everything on this record has been designed to meet the exacting standards which you have naturally come to expect. The record itself is made from the very finest Colombian extruded polyvinyl. The center hole has been created to fit exactly onto your spindle with all the precision of finest Swiss craftsmanship. The audio content has been quality graded to give you the finest in listening pleasure. There is little or no offensive material apart from four cunts, one clitoris, and a foreskin. And as they only occur in this opening introduction, you're past them now. You can relax and enjoy this quality product, secure in the knowledge that it has been specially created for the lover of fine things and the man of good taste. Oh, sorry. You can edit that out, can't you?
Yeah, no
you forget the speech and move the stone.